Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I never was captain of the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day. Baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on my line. A song about a simple love that's stronger than the pines. I'm a country boy.
Who's here? Coast to coast, border to border. This is the Good Day program at 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. Hello to the folks in San Luis Obispo who are listening to the Good Day program. Knoxville, Tennessee. How do you do? Folks all over Wisconsin and where the heck is Camden? Oh, it's Camden. Yeah. Hi, Camden. Hello. Salem, Oregon. Apopka.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean? Uh-oh.
Let's hear it. Come on.
Then, man. Apopka.
A what?
Apopka.
Oh, excuse
you. Apopka. Yes, right. Exactly. Congratulations. And Louisville, Kentucky, how do you do? Say hi to Greg Carroll, who lives in West Sacramento, California.
One of my peeps.
One of your peeps. Right, exactly.
Yeah, California. We share a state.
Yes, the Cincinnati Police Department investigating the family of that boy who was allegedly attacked by the gorilla. Nobody seems to really know what happened. There are a lot of different video angles. You can see the zoo workers doing something with a gorilla. The bars are not close enough together, so this boy gets into the gorilla's chambers. You know, the gorilla was shot and killed. So now Cincinnati police say that they're reviewing the actions of the parents. So is this appropriate?
Right. They have to see if this is negligence or not.
Yeah.
Okay. So is there any time when parents have, and I'm not sticking up for the police and or the family. I'm just trying to critically review this and figure out if we, any of us can make mistakes at all. Honest mistakes, stupid mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
And not be, it's like getting a ticket. Okay, I was doing something that I went down a street and I didn't see the sign. And instead of giving me a ticket, you give me a warning. Because
you can still make stupid mistakes and be guilty of negligence. I mean, negligence is a stupid mistake.
Right. Right. But so, do you hang these people out to dry?
Negligence, I mean, for what?
Well, I would want to know what they were doing. I mean, I truly, like, I don't know. I'm not trying to be judgy here, but I sort of blame the mom for all of this.
Yes.
And maybe you can prove me wrong. It's like, look, this gorilla was acting like a gorilla does. It's not like it was being mean and nasty gorilla. It was treating this kid like they would treat a gorilla baby. The only problem is it was a human baby not equipped to take the dragging through the water that a gorilla baby can take.
When you have kids... You will. This will happen to you 1,000 times when you
I'm
have
sure.
kids. You will turn around and go, "Oh my God, where did they go?"
Rich, but your kids have never ended in the gorilla enclosure. I mean, do you think that's possible?
Yeah, it is. It is. I cannot tell you how many times my daughter, especially because she's so tiny, when she was little, 3 and 4
she
years old.
She could get through that thing in a second.
When we're at the mall. At the mall. I mean, in a split second, I turn around and she's gone. She's only 3 feet away. She's just on the other side of the clothes rack. But I can't find her, and I'm freaking out. Yeah. And it happens in a split second, man. So to say the parents were at fault, yes, maybe. But to charge them for negligence? Come on, man.
It was just the mom.
I'm sure that they've been in this 1,000. It happens every single day to a parent.
Well, a mom with 4 kids, that's probably really hard to manage. She had a stroller, a baby. This was a toddler who's mobile. You know, I mean, this is bringing up a lot of online suggestions that toddlers should all be leashed in public.
I'm very connected to the mommy blogger world on Facebook and Twitter, and they're all up in, you know, negligence. You're going to arrest a mom because for a split second her kid got away.
Yeah.
And as terrible as this was, that he happened to get into a gorilla enclosure.
All right. So what are we doing with this mother? A mother who had Zika has given birth to a baby that has that microcephaly. This is in New Jersey, visiting the U.S., gives birth to a baby who now is a U.S. citizen because the baby was born here, got the Zika someplace else. This is at the Women's Hospital in Hackensack. First baby born in our country with Zika and the following microcephaly, the small head. The child will not live a normal life by any stretch of the imagination.
And who knows how long she'll live.
Right.
Now, and is
That's
this heartless?
Sad.
But now we have to pay for it, right?
Yep.
Because
she's
the baby
born in America.
Born
yeah. Woman's
we
from
also
Honduras.
Don't know anything about the woman except that she's 31 and she's from Honduras. I mean, she could be visiting family. We don't know.
Right. Just happened to be visiting. You know, when you're 8.5 months pregnant,
just
it was a C-section. I don't know how far along she was. Yeah, I don't know how far along she was.
Go see what the United States is like. It's a good time for me to take a trip.
Well, as a woman in my early 30s, I'm more concerned about the microcephaly and the Zika rather than paying for who's going to pay for the baby.
I am too.
You know, I mean, this is terrifying.
That's you. That's you.
No, that's a lot of women. That's a lot of women in my situation. We don't know how long we're supposed to wait to even try to have a kid. And this is really, really terrifying. This is like the number one most important thing health-wise to any woman my age. This is an intense situation.
Okay.
And
so
no one has an answer.
Help an old guy understand under the circumstances. And I'm going to put age into this because age is a factor.
Well, for a woman, yeah, absolutely it's a factor.
I'm talking about me. I'm talking about the difference in your world and the difference in my world. And understanding, because we have a lot of people of both ages that listen, and one of the things that intrigues them about listening to us is that, again, we're into different experiences, different opinions, different circumstances. So in this circumstance, I'm going to try to analyze this for a moment as objectively as I possibly can. Not taking a shot like I did before, suggesting that she came here to have the baby because it's America and you can get anything for anybody in America. So she comes here. She doesn't know, as I understand it, that she had the Zika virus. Am I on safe ground so far? She comes to the country, she's pregnant, but she does not know she has Zika, or does she know that she has Zika? Has that been established?
I do not know the answer to that. I'm going to look it up, but I think that they're trying to protect her privacy at this point because this is such a big story. So they're not releasing medical records or information. All they're saying is she's 31, she's in stable condition, and the baby
is she
sad.
Eligible That's for benefits for this child who was born in America? Is this child going to be an American citizen by virtue of its birth here?
I think the larger issue is how long is this baby going to live, honestly.
No,
I don't think anyone's thinking about citizenship.
I don't agree. All right. So
possible.
Then the other thing that you said that I'm interested in is that this is more important than the flower recall, the other health issues that confront us today. This, the way you said it, scares, or people are scared to death of getting this and getting pregnant. Or
if you're a woman in your late 20s or early 30s and you're trying to plan maybe the rest of your, you know, the next few years of your life, and we don't have an answer. If you get bitten, if you get bitten this summer, how long are you supposed to wait before it's safe to try to conceive?
Right.
No one has a definitive answer.
These are all really important things. I mean, I think as women, and Doug, I know it's easy to gloss over, you know, because you haven't been a huge believer in Zika. But it is for women, for Victoria and I, who do want to have kids, it's a big deal. To get back to answer your questions, though, about this particular case, the woman knew she had Zika. She contracted it in Honduras. She came here to visit relatives. Obviously, she was probably trying to come here for her best chance at healthcare for her and her baby. I mean, that's what it smells like to me. I mean,
yes, maybe she did this on purpose, but still, there's nothing they can do about microcephaly.
I'm going in a different direction. Give me 60 seconds, okay? I'm listening to the conversation, and here's where my mind goes. The United States of America, or the World Health Organization, is concerned about the growing numbers of population all over the world. We have too many people. They can't be taken care of. Not enough jobs, not enough food. There's not enough of anything. And we see how systems are collapsing in our country, which supposedly has the best systems. Is this an attempt by our government and the world government that is the WHO is part of the international scene at population control. If you scare enough people with something like this, it does exactly what Victoria just said. It keeps people from having babies. Keeps people from getting pregnant.
Well, it keeps certain people. And I'm not going to make this. I'm not going to make this a bigger racial problem. But this make like Jen said, it educated certain people. This is going to prevent
pregnant.
Them. Yeah.
Right. But the wrong people.
Right.
You don't need
still
to.
Have babies.
You don't need to keep educated it's people from having too many babies. It's the uneducated people that are. You know, you look at Africa where women are being raped and having kids after kids because the men. It's just. Gets, yeah. That's you're not going
to
change.
All there is to do.
Yeah,
you're not going to change
that.
And with microcephaly, a lot of times the babies do live, at least for a little while. They, in fact, a lot of the symptoms don't present until the kids get a little older and they have, you know, hearing and vision and physical problems.
But I see where you're going, Doug.
Food for thought. 19 past the hour on Good Day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Have you ever noticed that successful people tend to succeed again and again, while others fail over and over? What's the difference?
The Dean of Personal Development, Earl Nightingale, has the answer. The difference is goals.
So try this. Set an activity goal for the week ahead. It should be meaningful and something you will commit to doing.
Let's say you want to get fit and know you need to exercise. Commit to going for a walk 2 times this week.
Then do it for 4 weeks. Then it will be a habit.
After that, you can up the ante, walk longer, faster, or more frequently. But the two keys are to get started and make it a habit.
Goal setting and getting is a habit that leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6 Second Review starts now.
Straight from the 48 Hours playbook, Crow and Gosling aren't Nolte and Murphy, but the nice guys are still good. I mean,
The Lonely Island's dope new movie is now playing. Andy Samberg is Connor for real and pop star. Never stop, never stopping, rated R.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who's this?
John from Marshalltown, Iowa.
John should know a little about Sturgis after all.
My 34th year, more crowded.
Crazy days.
The wildest thing I remember is when they had a knife and a gunfight in Gunner's Lounge in 1990.
Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6 Second Review starts now.
Funny, filthy, and completely up. Rogan and Efron make Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising worth pledging.
The Lonely Island's dope new movie is now playing. Andy Samberg is Connor for real and pop star. Never stop, never stopping, rated R.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minutes. Iowa John on the old Sturgis.
That was nice. In the first year, there was 33,000 people here. You didn't have to put up with the crowds. You know, it wasn't a mess. Things were cheaper. Town was friendlier. Things weren't as high priced. The cops were a lot more lenient. The good old days, as they say. Camping down in the city park, the free shows, you know.
Gunfight.
The wildest thing I remember is when they had a knife and a gunfight in Gunner's Lounge in 1990. Banditos, outlaws, angels. Well, that's not the good old days.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Hey, we got trouble here. 1,000 migrants and refugees have died crossing the Mediterranean trying to get away from the Middle East just in the past week alone. Imagine
sad.
That.